Broadcasting from high above the reserve, this is Radio Harambe.
Jambo, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Radio Harambe. This is Safari Mike, your host, and today we are going to be talking about an extinct attraction at Disney's Animal Kingdom, and maybe how they could possibly bring it back. But first, I want to direct your attention to our Tee Public store, where we are selling all sorts of designs for t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, travel mugs, all that kind of stuff. You could catch a link to the store in our social media pages. That's Safari_Mike or Disney's Animal Kingdom, all one word, on Instagram. Or the link can also be found in my Twitter page at JohnBoEveryone. Feel free to reach out to us. And I haven't mentioned this in a while, but we do also have a email address. So please feel free to email us with any questions or show ideas or whatever you'd like. It's JohnBoEveryone@gmail.com. Again, that's JohnBoEveryone@gmail.com. And also, I haven't asked you all to go on iTunes, leave us a review. It helps to get the show out there. It helps to for all sorts of things. So go on there. And if you go to our Tee Public store and buy any of the shirts or design the magnets, you can do, I think they do throw pillows or certainly hoodies and things like that. Every dime that we make goes to conservation. Within the last couple of weeks, we've sold quite a few t-shirts. So thank you all for doing that. And all that money will now be going to the Diane Fossey Conservation Group, the GRACE, which stands for Gorilla Research and Conservation Education, I believe. Conservation Education. So go on there. Know that every dime that we make will go to conservation. Now, today I want to kind of reach back into our long-distance memories now that the Animal Kingdom is, you know, past 25 years of age and moving on to 30. And as we get ready to maybe hear some news this August about what might be the future of some of the sections of Disney's Animal Kingdom, I wanted to touch base on an attraction that was actually only there for a little over a year. It was an opening day attraction, and that was the Discovery River Boats. Somewhere in the near future, I will do a bit about the Discovery Island, but I want to talk a little bit about the Discovery River and the attraction that was on there from the very beginning, and that was the Discovery River Boats. I'm not sure how many of you remember that, and there are still some elements some signs of the old attraction itself. Now, the Disney River Boats was, as I said, an opening day attraction. They actually had two stations, two docks, where you can enter the Discovery River Boats. The first was at Safari Village. Now, for those of you who are relatively new Disney Animal Kingdom fans or have only recently, and by recently I mean within the last 15 or so years, gone to the park, you might not know that Discovery Island, the land that has the shops and the Tree of Life, of course, was actually initially called Safari Village. And the Disney River Boats had a dock there at the Safari Village. There was also a second dock over at Upcountry Landing, it was called, which was near what would be Asia. For those of also, I want to point your attention to the fact that Asia actually did not open with the rest of the park, but it was shortly thereafter. And there was portions as the bird show was there at the opening. So Asia was on its way, and it had Upcountry Landing as a dock for Discovery River Boats. The attraction itself opened on day one, April 22, 1998. But it closed on August 21, 1999, so only about 16 months after the attraction opened. And we'll talk a little bit about why that is. Now, these boats, for those of you who have seen them, they were natural gas-powered boats, and they fit about 62 people. And the attraction itself initially was about 18 minutes long, although it eventually moved down to 10 minutes. We'll talk a little bit about how the attraction changed over time. The boats themselves were kind of old looking by design. They looked like they had been there forever. And similar looking to the Jungle River boats, Jungle Cruise river boats, I should say. And they also had interesting names. They were the Darting Dragonfly was one. Another one was called the Otter Nonsense. That's my actually personal favorite. There was the Leaping Lizard. There was the Crocodile Bell, and there was the Hasty Hippo. Now, these boats would take off from Safari Village or Upcountry Landing. You could dock, you can get on board in either one, or you can get off on either one. And it really was mostly a mode of transportation. Now, you have to remember, when Disney's Animal Kingdom first opened up, it was just basically Africa and Dinoland USA. There was no Asia, and there was certainly no Avatar Land. In the area that Avatar Land was a quote-unquote temporary land, Camp Mini Mickey, and just to give people some things to do when they were getting into Disney's Animal Kingdom. They added those shows for Camp Mini Mickey. There was a lot of budget cuts, and that took away some of even the Discovery River boats. So the Discovery River boats was billed as an attraction, but it was really just a fun way to get from one side of the park to the other. It was really more along the lines of, getting on the horse trolley at Main Street USA to take you to the Cinderella's Castle, or perhaps getting it on the riverboat at the Magic Kingdom. Certainly wasn't a e-ticket attraction by any means. But it did take about 18 minutes to do a full course around the river when it first opened up. They did add some things to the river itself to sort of give a sense of it being an attraction. There was the fire-breathing dragon cave near where Camp Mini Mickey was. The reason that they had the fire-breathing dragon cave, and the cave is still there. You could see what looks like a stone dragon. But it was kind of to build up the fact that the Beastly Kingdom was going to be coming to Camp Mini Mickey. So it was kind of like a preview of this exciting land that they were building where Camp Mini Mickey was. We've talked ad nauseum, and I'm sure most of you know the whole background of the Beastly Kingdom. How it was going to be, added to the park a few years down the road, and how, when Disney first was building the park, they had to make budget cuts, and they decided to build the Dinoland instead of the Beastly Kingdom, because the dinosaur movie had just come out and all that kind of stuff, and the Beastly Kingdom would come a few years down the road. And this was sort of to, whet your appetite for what was going to come for Disney's Animal Kingdom in the not-too-distant future. Of course, obviously, Beastly Kingdom was never built. Also, when you went over by Africa, there were geysers, these big water shooting out from these rocks. Now, of course, the geysers no longer are in operation, but you could still see them as you're walking from Avatar Land to Africa. You'll see this rock structure that was geysers. There was also perhaps the most interesting of the little kind of scenes that you could see along Discovery River was the bathing iguanodon that was near Dinoland. This was actually removed shortly after the attraction opened. The attraction opened in April, and the bathing iguanodon, which was actually was removed in November of 1998. And of course, the bathing iguanodon was really an extension of the Countdown to Extinction storyline. You've all been on Dinosaur, or back when it was known as Countdown to Extinction. You know how you brought an iguanodon back from the distant past, and he's let loose into the Dino Institute. Well, this carried that story out. He had actually gotten out of the Dino Institute and was bathing in the Discovery River. There was also some sculptures that would spray water, some animal sculptures, very esoteric-looking animals, a lot like a March of the Artemals parade-looking things. Now, as I said, the attraction really did not do well, even right from the beginning. People expected maybe a Jungle Cruise type of attraction and lots of things to see and funny, drivers and the skippers, I should say. And you really didn't get any of that. You had a couple of those show scenes that I just showed, but they were very, very minor compared to what you would see in most Disney attractions. So the Discovery River boats got a bad name. And the fact that it was really just transportation to get you to the back of the park, the fact that there were not a lot of attractions at Disney's Animal Kingdom, and they kind of built this or build this as in their maps and as an attraction, it would get long lines. So it would take you, 10 minutes to walk to Asia, 15 minutes to walk to Asia leisurely. The attraction, even on a slow day, would have relatively lengthy waits. So they changed the name in November of 1998 to the Discovery River Taxi. That was kind of to establish to the guest that this really wasn't an attraction. It was just a mode of operation. It was really more like, the horse buggy, the trolleys and stuff on Main Street to get you from one side of the park from the beginning of Main Street all the way to the end of Main Street. It really wasn't much more than that. However, that didn't really help the attraction. It didn't reduce the waits. The people were still waiting and still complaining about how this was a boring attraction for such a long wait. So they changed it in March of 1999, and they renamed it to the Radio Disney Cruise. And that you would get songs, from Radio Disney. They would claim that the songs would be broadcasting from atop the Tree of Life. The boats were repainted. In early on, cast members who were on the boat with you would bring small animals on board, perhaps a tarantula in a little terrarium or a small reptile or something like that. They stopped doing that once they went to the Radio Disney attraction in March of 1999. And they also stopped docking halfway. It would just be a loop around the Discovery River. They now tried to embrace it as an attraction as opposed to just being a mode of transportation. So they would no longer stop at Upcountry Landing. And this didn't help. And that was in March of 1999. And as I said early on, the attraction closed for good on August 21st, 1999. So that only lasted about 5 months. And that was the end of the Discovery River boats. Now, there are still, some remnants, as I said, of the boats. Most notably are the two docks that are still there at Disney's Animal Kingdom. In Asia, where Upcountry Landing was, where you could get on board in Asia, it was for a time a meet and greet area for Baloo and Louie after the Discovery River boats closed. That has long since stopped being a meet and greet area and is now merely stroller parking in Asia near the bird show. Over the Discovery Island area, that was for a long time used as meet and greets for Donald for some time and Moana for a long period of time. And for those of you who don't know where it is, it's actually when you first walk into the park, when you first get through the oasis and see the Tree of Life, if you look to your right over the bridge, you will see the dock station where people would get on board for the Discovery River boat ride. The way to get down there is actually all the way over by Dinoland. So if you're walking towards Dinoland, You'll have the Flame Tree Barbecue on your left. And just before you get over the bridge, if you look to the right, there was a path that would go down to that dock. Again, it was long billed as a meet and greet for many, many years after the closing of the Discovery River boat ride. Now, the original idea and the original thought process was that this attraction was going to be much more elaborate and maybe would have lasted much longer if they had done some of the things that they were going to do. But unfortunately, budget cuts again caused this attraction to be a shell of what they had originally planned. Some of the things that were in the wheelhouse of the Imagineers for this was going to be a unicorn on the banks of the Discovery River. Again, that was going to be a kind of preview of the Beastly Kingdom. You'd be able to see this unicorn as you drove by. Maybe most impressively, the cave was actually going to have an audio animatronic dragon. Very similar to the one that they have in Disneyland Paris underneath the castle. This audio animatronic dragon would breathe fire. Instead, what we got was a cave that would shoot out fire, and it was supposed to give you the illusion that there was a dragon in there. There was also a small, you know, small dragon waterfall with rocks shaped like dragons, and they were also going to actually have suits of armor floating in the water to give you this kind of thought that the Beastly Kingdom was going to be this very adventurous place where dragons were fighting knights and you'd see unicorns and all that kind of stuff. Of course, unfortunately, none of that ever came to be. You could still see the dragon-shaped rocks, by the way, if you're going into Avatar Land. When you're crossing the bridge and crossing over the Discovery River, if you look to your right, you'll see some rocks and you can see the loosely shaped dragon head of one of the rocks. Now, of course, they have started using the Discovery River a little bit more often than they used to. And this was really a due to the COVID pandemic. They stopped doing meet and greets, and one of the things that they decided to do was would have characters on these sort of pontoon boats going around the Discovery River and waving to the guests as they drove by, which was actually a neat idea during that pandemic and was a great way to use the river. Another thing that they would do was have music driving by on the river. Viva Gaia would sometimes play on these river boats, and they would have other musicians. Again, another great way to use the river, and I hope they keep using the river, because frankly, I think the Discovery River is one of the greatest things about, aesthetically, about Disney's Animal Kingdom. It is a great water feature, and it is a great way to kind of connect all the portions of the park. The fact that there's the Discovery River Theater, which is not being used, is a great sadness to me, and I hope and I would suspect that someday in the not too distant future, they will try to use the Discovery River Theater again for something. I would love to see them bring back the Discovery River boat. Even again, now that there are more things to do at the park, you know, it may not build such a crowd to get on these boats and just get a leisurely boat ride around Disney's Animal Kingdom. I mean, who doesn't love a boat ride? And they could easily add some things so that it's more of a, you know, like the Liberty Bell boat ride around the Magic Kingdom. You just a nice little cruise that goes all the way around Disney's Animal Kingdom. All the around the river, and you know, they could bring, you know, an audio animatronic Iguanodon back for Dino Land. Actually, if they get rid of Dino Land, this would be a great way to keep some semblance of a dinosaur in the park, and in Porsche, where you maybe get a couple of dinosaurs along the Discovery River. The unicorn would be a great idea. So I love mythical beasts as being a part of Disney's Animal Kingdom, like the Yeti. It would also be a great way to bring that dragon cave back. So, you know, we've often talked about how when you walk into Disney's Animal Kingdom at the front entrance, there's a dragon in the symbol. There's a dragon above one of the ticket booths. To actually have a dragon cave again would be a great way to keep the dragon in the plans of the Disney's Animal Kingdom and keep it a part of today's Disney's Animal Kingdom. Well, I hope you liked the little talk about the Discovery River boats. You know, someday in the not too distant future, I think I may do a show about Discovery Island and the backstory to that. I know I've talked about that in the past, but maybe a little bit about that and a little bit about the Discovery Island itself and the Tree of Life and the backstory of that. But that is a little glimpse into an extinct attraction that has, well, I mean, it's been gone for about almost 25 years now. I hope you enjoyed our little talk about the Discovery River boats. Again, go to our Tee Public store at the beginning, and in the show notes here on this show, you will get a link to our store. Every dime goes to conservation, and we are now giving money to Diane Fossey's Gorilla Research Center, which is a great organization, and we have given money to that particular organization in the past. So we're going to back to that well, as they say. But thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Kwaharini, and go well. Now,